Chapter 129, the etiquette of an assembly and the sitting companion. An Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yuqimanna ahadukum rajula min majlisi thumma yajlisu fihi. Walakin tawassahu وكان ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما إذا قام له رجل من مجلسه لم يجلس فيه متفق عليه. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم said, none of you shall ask a person to get up from his place and then you sit in his place. Instead, you shall make place for the arriving person and make way. It was a habit of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه that if anyone stood up from his place in order to offer the seat to him, he will not sit in that place. Bukhari Muslim. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you shall ask a person to get up from his place and then you sit in his place. Instead, you shall make place for the arriving person and make way. It was a habit of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that if anyone stood up from his place in order to offer the seat to him, he will not sit in that place. Bukhari Muslim. So there are many, many rights. And there's mu'asharat, how to live in society. Deen is full deen. Udukhulu fi silmi kafa, into Islam totally. Some aqaid, imaniyat and beliefs, aqaid. And there's ibadat, there's mu'amlat, mu'asharat and akhlaqat. Mu'asharat, how to live in society. Wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bi shayin wa bil walidain ihsana wa bi dhil qurba wal yatama wal masakin wal jari dhil qurba wal jari al junubi wal sahibi bil jam. وابن السبيل والصاحب بالجم صاحب بالجم صاحب بالجم the person sitting beside you. Understand? So this وعبد الله ولا سو وبالوالسان and here Allah is telling us all these right, all the rights of all these people. والصاحب بالجم وابن السبيل, there's also وابن السبيل, any a person you're traveling, his rights. A person you sit with, his rights. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this, so here as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person should not come, he should say, that's my place. There's a difference that a person in his house, he has a certain sofa, a certain chair that he sits in, that's his place. Remember that. So there's different rules, different places. But in a majlis, normal majlis, in a masjid, in a place of public, a person should not say, this is my place, you move from there. And as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu to teach, because the Sahabas were always teaching too, he did not sit there. If somebody got up, why? This is Abdullah ibn Umar, this is the son of Umar, this is a Sahabi. So the Tabi'ins, the Tabi'ins have respect for the Sahaba. So they would get up, obviously, you sit here, you're the most deserving of the Musnad. You know, why? Because Rasulullah, not that he wanted people, the Rasulullah prohibited that your person goes, you get up, I sit here. No. Here, even if somebody got up just to teach, no, I will not sit in that place because Rasulullah told the person not to take somebody up. So indirectly, it is like that, even though I didn't command you to still here. So here, تَفَسَّحُ يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ مُذَاكِيلُونَ تَفَسَّحُ فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُ يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُ. Rasulullah was in a majlis and he sat there, and then a sahabi came and Rasulullah went like this, moved over. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ فِي الْمَكَانِ سِعَةً. Ya Rasulullah, there's a lot of space. You didn't need to move over. So Rasulullah said, that it is the right of his Muslim brother, إذا رآه أخاه أن يتزحزح له, that when he sees his Muslim brother, أن يتزحزح, that he makes gesture, he makes a movement, he makes for him to show him that you're welcome. So this is what Rasulullah taught us. So this is all people. It's not just ibadat that are 5 times daily, salat, salat, farewell, takbir ula and all that, but how to live with people. Very, very important. Allah, no matter how much you disobey Allah, no matter if you never pray salat, it doesn't have no effect on Allah. If I do something to him wrong, if I do something him to wrong, if I do something good to him, if I do something good to him, I win his heart, lose his heart. Huh? We all have feelings. We all have ways. This is why mu'amalat, mu'asharat is very important. This is why the Sufi Aikiram of Tazkiyah stress this thing. As a Tanvi, if you read his Adab al-Mu'asharat, he says, this is not taught today. People don't even know about it, how important it is. And Allah says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْءٌ وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Then your neighbors and this. There's so many these rights that we cannot imagine. So even rights, when you sit in a company, how to sit, how to See, when somebody comes in, how to talk, how to give salam, how everything, even we'll read all these things, inshallah. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times, all places, all situations. Allah help us.